KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy this morning with areas of fog. Partly cloudy this afternoon and a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop at around 11:15 p.m. Sunday resulted in an arrest for alcohol and drug charges. Red Oak police report 40-year-old Laura Marie Tipol of Red Oak was arrested for OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Tipol was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. A traffic stop at around 11 p.m. Saturday in Adams County resulted in the arrest of two people from Rapid City, South Dakota. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports deputies conducted the traffic stop on a vehicle that had been traveling at 108 miles per hour. The canine Baxo was deployed and gave a positive indication for narcotics. After further investigation, 28-year-old Taryn Thomas was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, open container, speeding, child endangerment, failure to secure a child, and carrying weapons. A passenger on the vehicle, 32-year-old Sina Crow, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, meth, open container, and child endangerment. At the Adams County Jail, jail staff located a small baggie of marijuana Crow had concealed on her person. She was subsequently charged with bringing contraband into a jail facility. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report 31-year-old Joshua Rhodes of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday night for violation of a protection order and providing false information. Rhodes was taken into custody at around 9:25 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. The Creston Police Department reports three arrests and three incidents of theft. Authorities say that at around 2:19 a.m. today, a resident of 207 South Lincoln Street in Creston was arrested on an OWI third offense charge and driving while suspended. Terry Ray Hankins Lund Jr. was released on a $5,300 bond. Sunday night, Kevin James Youngers, age 31, of Lenox, was arrested in Creston after deploying a canine Jackson receiving an alert to narcotics. Youngers was arrested for possession of a controlled substance second offense and driving while suspended. His bond was set at $2,300. And just after midnight on Friday, 38-year-old Darrell Haynes of Creston was arrested on an Adams County warrant. He was transported to the Adams County Jail. The Creston Police Department reports also that on Friday, a woman residing in the 500 block of North Chestnut Street reported her vehicle was entered while it was parked in the alley at her residence. A wallet, checkbook, and credit cards were reported stolen. The loss was estimated at $50. Later that same morning on Friday, AgriVision on Taylor Street in Creston reported vandalism to a seed tender while parked on the lot. The loss was estimated at $3,000. And a man from Creston reported on Friday that someone broke out the passenger side window of his SUV and damaged the windshield while it was parked at his residence. The vehicle, that is, loss estimated at $1,200. Police in Red Oak arrested a man following a traffic stop at around 1 a.m. Sunday. 37-year-old Darren James Vanetta of Emerson was taken into custody for OWI second offense, driving while revoked, and no SR-22 insurance. Vanetta was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. And authorities are seeking an Iowa man who is suspected of shooting to death two people at their home in southeastern Nebraska. Those people were the parents of his former live-in girlfriend. Otoe County court records say 36-year-old Brindar Jangir is charged with two counts of first-degree murder. An affidavit in support of an arrest says Jangir used a shotgun to kill Randall and Annette Grimes Saturday morning in the village of Douglas. Their bodies were discovered by a sheriff's deputy who was checking on an aborted call to 911. The affidavit says Randall and Annette Grimes were the parents of a woman Jangir was living with in Sioux City, Iowa, until she moved out March the 12th. The affidavit said also that she told officers Jangir threatened to kill her and her parents if she ever left him. A Colorado man faces misdemeanor charges for allegedly throwing water on Iowa Representative Steve King while the Republican congressman was eating lunch in Fort Dodge. Blake Gibbons was arrested Friday at the Mineral City Mill and Grill. The 26-year-old from Lafayette, Colorado, was charged with simple assault and disorderly conduct. Fort Dodge police say that Gibbons approached King's group and asked King who he was, and when King replied, Gibbons allegedly threw a glass of water on him. Others seated at the table also got wet. King has drawn criticism for racist statements. House Republican leaders this year stripped King of his committee assignments. Still, the nine-term congressman has said he will seek re-election in 2020. In the funeral announcements, Robert Bob Vogesser, age 90, of Atlantic, died March 18th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bob Vogesser will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gregory Bates, age 53, of Irwin, died Thursday. Funeral services for Gregory Bates will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Forsman, age 83, of Perry and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Richard Forsman will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dean Beeson, age 59, of Defiance, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Dean Beeson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Jean Strissel, age 72, of Harlan, died Saturday. A memorial service for Dorothy Jean Strissel will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Ardith Eucan, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of rural Cumberland, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Ardith Eucan will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Terry Ann Bates, age 67, of Linden, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Ann Bates will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Alice Rasmussen, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. A memorial service for Alice Rasmussen will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Kevin Sprague, age 53, of Casper, Wyoming, died March 12th. Celebration of life services for Kevin Sprague will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.